Eric Liddell, who was also a missionary, died before he could be reunited with his family. Many of those in the camp were enduring the pain of separation from their families, Kathleen Foster, or as she was then, Kathleen Strange.
I didn't see my mother again for 5 years, and my father died during that time. So my mother went to England because she was in Free China, and I was in the camp, so I had no idea where she was. I don't recall ever getting a letter from her, so we weren't in contact.
So what was that like then, as a young child without her parents, writing to them constantly and yet nothing in return?
Nothing, no. Well, your memories get dim. I remember writing and signing my full name, Kathleen Strange, because I thought they'd get me mixed up with another Kathleen. We were not, in those days, we were not hugged or loved, so there was no physical intimacy with any of the teachers, so we grew up being very self-contained, you might say.
And has that had an impact now in terms of how that's manifested itself? Are you a huggy person now, or...?
I am. I have learnt to be, having got 4 children. But, yes, it was difficult, yes. We were not at home with our own bodies.
But one thing at least they were spared. This is not a Tenko-type tale of barbaric treatment and cruelty, perhaps because the internees were civilians and children.
We children came to like some of the guards and even play with them. I can remember distinctly, we little girls in the lower school dormitory, we would on purpose throw our ball over the wall by the guard tower and then signal and do whatever we could, hand motions or talking Chinese, because that was sort of the language we could talk between the Japanese and us, that our ball had accidentally gone over the wall. And when no one was looking, they would pull us over and drop us beyond the barrier wall, where we would go looking for our ball. And then these delicious minutes of freedom found our ball. They would pull us back over again and drop us down into the camp. But our teachers found out about it, and they said, no more. Someone was getting big trouble if that happened.
Do you think you were treated better than other prisoners of the Japanese were?
Well, the Japanese are very fond of children, so I have no doubt that we children were given perhaps different treatment than other people were, but none of the Chifu children were ever mistreated.
I was going to say, did you see anybody treated cruelly by the Japanese guards?
No, our teachers were extremely protective of us.
The children did end up learning one bit of Japanese for roll call, and Beryl and Margaret still remember it to this day.
We all had to learn to number. They said, we don't want to learn English, you learn to number in Japanese. Ichi, ni, san, shi, go, roku, sichi, hachi, and so on.
Ichi, ni, san, shi, go, roku, sichi, hachi, ku, ju. Ju, ichi, ju, ni, ju, san. So that
was
rather...
You still remember that.
Yes, I can still remember that, because we have said it so often.
I remember it as a series of daily triumphs, earthly victories over bedbugs and rats and flies, and the teachers would set up a ritual. Okay, if there are rats, you set up a rat-catching competition. If there are flies, and there were millions of them because sanitation was poor, you set up a fly-catching competition. My brother John, my younger brother, won the fly-catching competition. He had 3,500 flies in his bottle.
We all took our turn in cleaning the loos, which was a great job, which were just a little hut or huts with a long concrete bit on which you squatted, and below was a trench which went straight down into a cesspit, an open cesspit. And there were several of those in the camp which weren't very hygienic, but I think as a child you accept where you are at the time. You're not thinking of the larger world because you've never been in it. You're just accepting where you are at that time. And I think that we did.